This is a Fox News alert. Britain is mourning the death of a prince. I'm Dave Anthony. Prince Philip has died, Queen Elizabeth's husband.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling Philip's life and work extraordinary. Fox's Simon Owen is live at London's Buckingham Palace.
And Dave, the flag on top of Buckingham Palace has been lowered to half staff, and a notice is placed at the palace gates announcing Prince Philip's death at the age of 99. Buckingham Palace says the Queen announced the news with deep sorrow, describing Philip as her beloved husband. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Philip helped steer the royal family so that it remains a vital institution. Dave.
Simon, former President George W. Bush put out a statement offering heartfelt condolences, saying Philip devoted himself to worthy causes and to others. Police in Texas still don't know what triggered a man to start shooting up his workplace.
I heard like boom, 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 boom. I said, oh, the machine got messed up again. So I tried to walk to figure out which one. And when I start walking, somebody grabbed me. He's like, no, 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 we need to run because there's a shooting going on.
One person was killed at that cabinet-making company in Bryan. Five others injured. The gunman fled. Then police say shot and wounded a state trooper before being arrested a short time later. He's jailed this morning, charged with murder. Republicans keep calling the surge at the border a crisis after a 71% increase in migrants coming here last month over February, with more than 20,000 kids who came alone now in government facilities. Congressman Troy Nails tells Fox,
this is a human catastrophe. That's what's happening. And the American people, if you have children, you should be outraged.
President Biden has said the surge is seasonal, and he says he's shifting to more humane policies from the Trump era. America's listening to Fox News.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space. And avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said, and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. Now it's trending on 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. 50 mostly cloudy. An alleged serial killer from New Jersey made a court appearance in New Jersey yesterday. 47-year-old Sean Lannon suspected in the murders of five people in New Jersey and New Mexico, including his ex-wife. He appeared via video conference before a Gloucester County judge on a murder charge and a fatal hammer attack. He remains held pending indictment. Shuttered by the viral pandemic for 18 months, the iconic Luna Park in Coney Island reopening today with limited capacity.
We look forward and are delighted we could hold on and have the park open.
Ken Hockman is with Dino's Wonder Wheel at Luna Park. They'll be operating at 33% capacity. Tickets must be bought in advance. Masking and temperature checks required. But Alessandra Zapperla, who owns Luna Park, says it's just what New Yorkers need.
Energy, you know, the energy that you feel when you have people having fun in a safe environment.
I'm Sarah Lee Kessler for 77 WABC News.
Red Apple Media and 77 WABC owner John Katsimatidis with Bernie and Sid this morning right here on 77 WABC. The fellow Greek native reacting to the death of Prince Philip at the age of 99.
You know, he was born in Greece. You know that, right?
Yeah, very, very sad. I thought he was going to make it to 100. He made it out of the hospital a couple weeks ago, and he looked like he was going to make it to 100. And it's very sad. You know why? I believe, I'm a believer in tradition. I believe in respecting our forefathers, and that's why we did Greek Independence Day.
Mr. Katsimatidis also announced 77 WABC will celebrate Israeli Independence Day next week. WABC News Time, 905 Traffic, Sports, and Weather next.
Tonight at 10 p.m., feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story, talking to the biggest names, covering the biggest stories. She's Rita Cosby.
You have to fight, and you have to believe in what you have and believe in your country.
Tonight, listen to The Rita Cosby Show, weeknights at 10 on 77 WABC. It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
Strangers in the night.
With your host, the Vice Chairman of the Board, Joe Piscopo.
It's the good life. And the way you look tonight.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
With me, Joe Piscopo.
On
Music Radio. WABC.
Brandy Scott in for Joe Nolan with Traffic and Transit.
Still not so great on the Whitestone Expressway, heading southbound, approaching Northern Boulevard and City Field. Car fire extinguished, but he's still blocking the center lane. It is a bumper-to-bumper ride from the Bronx side of the Whitestone Bridge. Heavy ride at the Throgs Neck heading into Queens as well. Some construction out there on the span. Looking good now on the BQE eastbound, exiting onto the LIE. Collision on that ramp just moved out of the way. You've got a lot of extra volume on the BQE heading westbound, approaching the Williamsburg Bridge. Stop and go ride from around Queens Boulevard. Looking good now on the Deegan heading southbound, approaching Willis Avenue. Collision just cleared in that area. Starting to pick up some volume on the Cross Bronx eastbound, approaching Webster Avenue. A bit sluggish from the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Still in great shape if you're heading inbound across the Hudson at the George Lincoln and Hollins. I'm Brandy Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Futures mix. The Dow's up 47, the S&P down 5, the NASDAQ in the red 2, down 95. And your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We'll see showers this afternoon after 1 p.m. Just a 20% chance of rain, the high 57. That's your forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center and from the RSC Solutions.com News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine on 77 WABC.
We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
Yeah, the big boss man, he likes to crack at whip. I am nothing but a number on his time card slip. I gave him 40 hours and a piece of my soul. Puts me somewhere at the bottom of his totem pole. Hell, I don't even think he knows my name. Yeah, all week long I'm a real nobody, but I just punched out in this paycheck for writing. Weekend's here, good God Almighty, I'm gonna get to rock and be somebody.
Back here on the Bernie and Sid Show, it certainly is Paycheck Friday. Feels good. Friday and the spring. And, yeah, payday. Hey, listen. We're going to speak to Lauren Conlon at the bottom of the hour. She's the entertainment reporter. She's very, very good. She's fantastic, as a matter of fact. And the Masters is ongoing. It started yesterday. I understand it was Rory McIlroy actually broke his father's leg with a golf ball or something.
I don't believe he broke it, but he managed to hit him.
I know. Yeah, I heard about it. So anyway, the Masters is on. No boycott, no pressure on the players for going to Georgia. No problem. Rob Manfred, no problem. Nobody saying anything. And, of course, a lot of the advocates for the All-Star game to move out of Atlanta are having some remorse right now, including Stacey Abrams. Her and Ass Clown Al Sharpton, they conspired. They put pressure on Rob Manfred. And then Stacey Abrams tried to walk it back. She tried to pretend like she didn't have anything to do with it. Take a listen. Okay, never mind. She said that she said people should not boycott. Stacey Abrams said that. And all right,
boycotts have been an important tool throughout our history to achieve social change. To our friends across the country, please do not boycott us.
Well, the Mets won yesterday, and that's good. You like the players on the team. Steve Cohen, I like Steve Cohen as well. His son served in the Marine Corps, good guy, but he came out and he said he thought Rob Manfred made the right decision. But not everybody agrees. Former New York Yankees player, David Wells, the pitcher, David Wells, he said this yesterday on, I believe he was on Kilmeade Show. Take a listen.
You know, I've had a lot of dealings with Rob Manfred back in my playing days, and I never liked the guy. I thought he was a bit odd. To me, how do you change the games, the dynamics, and hurt a city like Atlanta, who really needs some income in that situation? I mean, Atlanta's a great place to play baseball.
Yeah, it is a great place, and again, they were going to honor Hank Aaron. As you know, folks, you've heard it all. They're going to honor Hank Aaron. The city of Atlanta is majority black. They're going to lose $100 million in revenue. At the end of a pandemic, after they've been all closed down, these people are all jacked up, and they're like, wow, this is great. We're going to make some money now. And then Stacey Abrams and Al Sharpton pull a rug out from under them. It's just really disgusting. Over nothing, over a big lie, of course. We've been over that all week long. By the way, the number here is 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Also, this teacher in New Hampshire, he was the track coach, maybe a teacher also, but at a high school, and he was allowing his students to run outside without wearing a mask. And even the CDC says that it might be difficult to breathe if you're engaged in a heavy exercise. Now, they're outdoors, they're running, and he says you don't have to wear the mask, and they fire him. They actually fired the teacher up in New Hampshire, and he's like, I don't care. I think I did the right thing by my kids, but he's gone. And YouTube banned a Governor Ron DeSantis. We talked about DeSantis with Sebastian Gorka last segment. He was sitting in on a roundtable, was Governor DeSantis, and they were talking about the need for kids to wear masks in schools with a doctor and a couple of other people. Anyway, it was banned from YouTube. This is what it was. Listen.
Dr. Gupta mentioned about, you know, not putting masks on kids. That's not effective, not necessary. Martin Calder, do you agree in school there's no need for them to be wearing face masks?
Children should not wear face masks, no. They don't need it for their own protection, and they don't need it for protecting other people either.
Now, that video has been banned from YouTube because that's what a doctor, a medical doctor with a license, said to Governor Ron DeSantis. It's just been banned. Also, this guy, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, same thing. He's been banned from YouTube and other Twitter platforms. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, he was part of the Great Barrington Declaration, which said that lockdowns are stupid and counterproductive. He said the same thing, and he got banned. Listen to what he said.
How do you teach a child to read with face masks on Zoom? Children develop by watching other people, and I think it's developmentally inappropriate, and it just doesn't help on Z spread. I think it's absolutely not the right thing to do. There's vanishingly few cases, even in contact tracing, that have identified outdoor spread at all. But frankly, the safest place to be if you don't want COVID is outdoors.
There you go. And he got banned for that. I mean, make common freaking sense from DeSantis, from all these doctors, and it gets banned. In other words, it's a diverse opinion. It's another person's opinion, and based on science, by the way, and they ban it. They ban it. That's what they do in this country. You get censored. Look, also back to the situation in Georgia. Where essentially they're saying that black people they're incapable of obtaining IDs. And yesterday Lydia on this show here, Lydia Reports, she actually played some tape of a reporter asking African Americans if they carry IDs, and it was amusing. Take a listen.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
These type of people don't live in
areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
Wow. There you woke little students on campus, the most racist people. They're sheltered. They live in a bubble, obviously. And anyway, there was more. A reporter asking these white liberal college students. Take a listen.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
Take it. Stop it. These are black students?
Yes, these are the African Americans.
Okay, go ahead. Play it.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No.
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with.
I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What's that saying to you?
I know it's that. It's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
That's funny, man. I mean, obviously. So the big lie exposed. We know who the real racists are. And did you hear this, Sydney, that Rory McIlroy broke his dad's leg? He teed off, and the golf ball hit him in the knee, and he busted up his kneecap and stuff like that.
He didn't break it, though, did he? This was yesterday, you mean, at the Masters?
Wasn't he rushed to the hospital?
Yeah, I don't think he broke it, though, but he did hit him. Very, reminds me when Imus teed off at one of the Stephen A. Cox tournaments and went to hit the ball and had this really long, vicious swing. And the ball went about 3 feet and hit some lady in the face.
No, not some lady. It was Stephen A. Cox's mother.
Okay.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Even worse.
I swear to God.
That's even worse.
Oh, I know. And he hit her like you say, in the face.
Right in the face. So, no, but yeah, I know that his father was had to be taken from the course.
He didn't.
He died?
They're having the funeral on Monday.
Well, you know, it's funny. Bo Dietl just sent me a text. And Bo is on the set of Gravesend right now. He's filming his scene today.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I saw him in the first, I think he was in the second episode, actually.
He was. Second episode. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I've seen the three out of the four. They're four, right?
Yeah, the fourth and final one's the best one. But, of course, the episode you saw, he plays the guy that runs the bookie room.
Right.
He's in charge of the room.
It looked like a boiler room.
Right.
A boiler operation.
Well, a sheep's head bay. So he's filming right now at the same hotel that I filmed at on Monday in Miami this morning, Gravesend. So he actually sent me a text. He said, by the way, I filmed with Dice. Dice's last day of filming was Wednesday. Dice is back in Los Angeles now. But Dice is going to join us in Brooklyn in June. And he said, Dice loves you. I said, did he say, really say something to you? He said, Sid, he raved about you.
Oh!
He said he loved you. Yeah. He's going to come in studio with you and I.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I saw that you posted a picture yesterday. You're holding an umbrella.
Yes.
What are you, like his...
I'm his bodyguard.
Bodyguard,
right.
Okay. And the other chubby guy is holding...
Chris, for William DeMeo.
An umbrella over DeMeo. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the only scene I didn't speak. I had very long speaking scenes in the billiard hall, on the tennis court. That specific scene, which was the most difficult to shoot, because the umbrella weighed about 10 pounds. I'm not kidding. It was incredibly windy. And it was blowing the umbrella backwards, and it was about 83 degrees and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And we're wearing long pants and long shirts on the beach. And we must have shot that scene, Bernie, no exaggeration, 20 times. We were dying. We were hot.
See that?
It was brutal.
You thought it was being an actor was...
Not all the glamour.
Right.
But Bo actually texted to tell me, not just Dice loves you, that he's watching TV on the set in Florida. They're on a break. And somebody down there just actually compared the importance of the death of Prince Philip to that of the death of DMX. Put it in the same breath. Like, in other words, two great losses today, DMX and Prince Philip.
Now, you just broke news to me. I didn't know DMX died.
He didn't either. Because if you read today's paper, they said he died yesterday.
He's on life support.
But that's what his agent said. He's not dead. He's on life support.
They haven't pulled the plug.
They reported yesterday that he was dead. But I guess now they're reporting somewhere in Florida... in the same sentence, two great losses today, Prince Philip and DMX. Well, come on.
I think it's comparable.
Oh, get out of here.
DMX, by the way, DMX came up with the great line, your ass is about to go missing. You know who's going to find you? Some old man fishing.
No, you're missing my point. I agree. DMX is much bigger than Prince Philip.
All right.
Lauren Conlon is next, bitches. Catch you run with, get done with, jump quick.
You gonna poke the dog with some bump.
The latest news, behind-the-scenes videos. Get it all now. Like 77 WABC on Facebook. WABC, traffic and transit.
Stop and go on the Whitestone Expressway heading southbound, approaching City Field. Car fire in the process of being picked up over by Northern Boulevard. Still some heavy delays. Go back onto the span of the Whitestone Bridge. Throgs Neck Bridge, bumper to bumper, moving into Queens. We've got some road work out there. Some more repairs at the Verrazano heading outbound. Right lane down on the lower deck, moving into Staten Island. You're in pretty great shape if you're heading inbound across the Hudson at the George Lincoln and Holland. And some issues on the Turnpike Eastern Spur southbound over in Newark. No access to 15E. Collision has that ramp blocked. This report is sponsored by ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Up at 2 a.m. again? Well, tonight, try ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Unlike other sleep aids, their extended-release melatonin helps you sleep longer and longer. ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Fall asleep, stay asleep. I'm Brandi Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Springtime is the right time for a new Mazda. At Ramsey Mazda, warmer weather is here. And if you have that itch to get out of the house and get into a new car, visit Ramsey Mazda and check out the fresh new 2021 Mazda lineup of SUVs and cars. Like the new 2021 Mazda CX-5. Edmunds.com rates it near the top of all small SUVs. The new Mazda CX-9 is the three-row SUV that combines sophistication and performance. And then there's the thrill of the Mazda car lineup. Mazda 3, Mazda 6, and Mazda MK5 Miata. You could shop in-store or use Ramsey at Home and shop online. Take a safe test drive and take care of all the paperwork at home. You never have to come to the dealership. And thanks to the awesome Mazda lineup and their passionate team of sales and service professionals, they've won 2021 Mazda Dealer of the Year Award in New Jersey for the third time, in-store or online. Experience the excitement of Mazda at Ramsey Mazda on Route 17 or RamseyMazda.com.
Sid Rosenberg is back with Sports on Sunday.
Let's go!
And it's spectacular. Coming up on Sid Sports Sunday, the Metsies open their season this week with series against Philadelphia. And later today in the mornings, the Nets get a Kevin Durant return. And the Jets trade away their third-year quarterback. All that on a Sid Sports Sunday.
Play ball!
It's Sid Sports Sunday, this Sunday at noon.
I can't wait.
On 77 WABC.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alrighty, say hello to my friend Lou East out there. Yeah, Steve Matarano is a dear friend for 20 years. 20 years. Let me talk to you about FanDuel Sportsbook, folks. Right now, you got Major League Baseball, Mets and Marlins today, Yankees and Rays today. You got basketball, you got hockey. It's an exciting time of year. The Masters, day two going on right now. Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is America's and Sid Rosenberg's number one sportsbook. Their app is easy to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they pay you quickly, like 24 hours. Let me tell you why FanDuel is the absolute best. Easy to use, fast withdrawals, opportunities to win big, range of betting options like all kinds of parlays, and they've got live betting. Live betting is the best. That means you could actually, during a Jeff McNeil bat, basically bet during every pitch. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That means just place your bet on anything you want, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back inside credit if you don't win your first bet. So place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, $1,000 back inside credit. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook before, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Get started. Use my name, Sid, S-I-D, as a promo code. This really know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code S-I-D.
21 plus and present in NJ or PA. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stay informed all day on 77 WABC. Bernie and Sid in the morning now. Brian Kilmeade next at 10.
Are you in or are you out?
On 77 WABC.
All right, folks, we need a contestant for Peeler's Boilers, Pete Morgan, Peeler's Boilers, Pete Bernie, which comes up next segment. We'll take a contestant right now, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Your chance to compete against the smartest guy in New York, and that is my main man, my buddy, my partner, Bernie McGurk.
Well, thank you, but that's just not true.
It is true. Yeah, it is true. What's also true is that nobody does a better job of covering Hollywood. Not Mario Lopez, not Billy Bush, none of them.
Aw, you're
Lauren
so
Conlon.
Nice
it's true.
To me. Oh, my goodness.
It's true. Red Carpet Rendezvous, Lauren Conlon is here this time every Friday morning.
I am so happy to be here, even though I am sort of feeling like a hot mess express. If you will, I don't know. My kids have not let me sleep this week at all. Yeah. I don't know, but has there been a full moon?
You said the same thing last week.
Yeah, yeah right, no, yeah. They're you weren't here last week, so I did not say
the
that.
The week before, then.
So the week before, yeah. So, no, they
got
are
you
not.
There, bro.
I did, because yeah. they last week I felt like they were pretty good. This week, they're not letting me sleep, so I'm having a hard time.
You got to put but, something in the...
some whiskey and
something. Melatonin,
okay.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe when you were raising your kids in like the 1800s, Bernie.
1800s.
Oh
no, they did what we would use is what do you call that stuff? Benadryl.
Benadryl.
Knock the kids out.
No,
right,
I feel. Yeah. Oh, that's not a thing anymore.
No,
you,
no,
you
anymore.
Can't. You right. can't really do that
right,
now. But I
right.
will say, Sid, you made my day
Why?
Because. You literally this morning asked me if I was 28 years old,
I thought
and
you were.
I wanted to kiss you.
No, I thought
so
you were.
That was the best thing that I've ever heard in my entire life. So,
I really thought you were 10 years younger than you are. I swear to God.
Oh, well, okay, wait. Now you're aging me.
Oh my God.
Oh, I did. I just gave it away.
She wants to punch you.
I just gave it away. Yeah.
You, wait, I'm not 38.
Well,
all right, everybody, I am not 38. But anyway,
now you're age shaming.
Guys,
what's wrong with being 38?
I'm not age shaming. I want to talk to you guys about a lot of stuff today because there is a lot of stuff going on. In the pop
well,
culture world.
It.
Let's get to it. So I said a few weeks ago, I actually do not care about the Kardashians, and I stand by that. However,
I do.
You do. I know you do.
Oh,
so,
God.
But I will say this, the picture of Khloe Kardashian that was leaked, unedited, unfiltered, and the Kardashians threatened to take legal action if people didn't take it down and blah, blah, blah. That to me was very interesting because Khloe looked amazing. So if people haven't seen this image, Google it. Khloe Kardashian, unfiltered photo, whatever. She's
Wait,
in this
looked
bikini.
Looked amazing in today's New York Post?
She looked amazing in this bikini photo. Okay, the lighting was bad.
Oh, my
she looked,
God.
She looked amazing. Now, she took to her Instagram to say this,
do you
right?
Think, do you think well, Lena Dunham looks amazing?
I mean, what are you saying? Looks
I'm
amazing.
Just, I'm
Lena
just curious.
Dunham,
what are your standards?
I'm not, I mean.
She looks terrible.
Are we talking Khloe or Lena?
Khloe looks terrible.
I mean, Lena.
She looks, okay. Khloe looks out of shape.
What?
Oh, she looks terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait.
Terrible.
So this is the thing. My whole thing with Khloe is that Khloe said, I have worked so hard for this body. It is my
well,
right.
It's not working.
It is my. You are.
Go back to work.
You are nasty, Sydney.
I gotta
oh, my
be honest.
Goodness.
Let me frame it this way, Lauren.
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian, what she's doing is girls who look like her.
Yeah.
By expressing all this outrage that the photo was out there,
mm-hmm.
she's body shaming girls who look like her.
So you obviously did not read her Instagram post.
I did.
And
in fact, I'll read it for you right here. She
okay.
says, it's almost unbearable living up to the impossible standards that the public have all set for me. No, that she set for herself.
No.
With all these airbrushed photos.
Sure. That I totally understand that. I think what she's saying and what she did say is she's just asking to be acknowledged as a human being,
oh, be
which
quiet.
Is not so
be
bad.
Quiet.
What, how?
Be
how
quiet.
Is that?
She wants $1 billion for makeup and hair.
I agree
and
with you.
So no. You lose. Here's how it works in the real mm-hmm. world. Okay, you lose the privilege of being treated like a regular person. And
okay.
Her whole industry is
okay.
beauty. It's not like she's smart. It's not like she's an actress. Her whole industry is beauty. Her body.
Right.
Her face.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess. Not you. She's a hot mess in the post
yeah.
today. So now you know what? Now you got to be accountable.
Okay.
Live up to it. Because you know what? She's lying to young kids out there.
I agree with everything you just said. You are right. In a way, she signed up for this. She is beauty. She is reality. You know, when you are a public figure, you do sign up for this ridicule. However, yeah. You are still a human. It still gets to you. That's my whole point.
Well, I can get to all she wants.
That's what I mean. It still gets to you no matter what.
So you felt bad for her?
I did not necessarily feel bad for her. I thought it was interesting. I was like, you know what? This is interesting. Because I don't know if you guys heard 2 weeks ago, the actor Rami Malek, you know, the Oscar winner. Rachel Bilson put like a photo up of them from high school where he didn't look great. He looked a little chubby. You know, high school, we all look a little weird, a little awkward.
Yeah.
He asked her to take it down, like not in a nice way. Yeah. He basically was like, I look awful. And then she went on a podcast and she was like, I was really disappointed that he was kind of like
that. He's not a good looking guy. He played Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, but it's also like, get over yourself. It's high school. It's like, laugh at yourself a little bit, you know? Like,
I agree.
Like, I was disappointed.
Same with Chloe. Chloe's a fraud who, again, is fat shaming girls who look like her.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. You know, we'll leave it at that. I want to ask you guys about if you saw the Dave Portnoy.
We won that case.
Check you know what? I'll give it to you. You won. Sure, you won. And I will say that I still don't actually care about the Kardashians. So anyway, so Dave Portnoy.
Barstool
Sports.
Oh,
yeah. Dave.
That's Sydney Rails. That's the story here, not Dave Portnoy.
Well, yes. Okay. So what I thought was interesting is that after this sex tape was released with Dave Portnoy and Sydney, you know, the Instagram star, Penn National Gaming, it plummeted the stock.
Yes.
And Dave was like, you know, this is crazy. How does this happen with a consensual sex video that all of a sudden the stock plummets? And I actually don't understand that either.
Well, can you guys explain this to me?
It was
consensual sex.
Yes,
and she's a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she's wearing a dog collar. He's got a leash on her.
To each his own, Listen,
I'm okay with it, but if you want to know why, people were a bit shocked by it. It wasn't just him and her missionary position in the living room. It was
the dog collar. It was
a bit freaky.
In other words, she was very too submissive, in other words, for 2021 or something like that.
I mean, you ask me, I'm going to buy that stock real quick. If I see the dog collar, I'm like, cooler than I thought, Dave.
Not only that, Dave Portnoy does such good work for small businesses and all this stuff.
I find him a little bit irritating. He's a little cocky for me, a little arrogant. It's a little too much, but... Oh my God, Bernie's pointing to Sid right now.
What are you talking about? Don't insult my boy.
He's got like a kind of frat bro vibe.
Yeah, he does. Total frat boy. Right. So he's kind of annoying in a way where I feel like he just thinks he can pull any girl he wants. And sadly, he probably can, you know?
When you're worth millions these days, you know how it works.
I guess. I wish we could move away from that, you know? I wish we could. Ladies, let's move away from that.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's the way of the world.
I know. And, you know, I don't know if anybody watched the SAG Awards this weekend. Did you watch them? They were actually very entertaining. You didn't. Well, Sid, you were busy filming.
That's true.
You were very busy. This is funny. The pictures you're posting, just to go to that a little bit.
Yeah.
I would never mess with anybody that you were on set with. I was like, if I'm ever in trouble or someone is threatening me, I'm calling all those guys. Those guys would literally kick some major ass.
Well, you know, I still don't know outside of Dice and Armand, who are actually famous actors.
Mm.
I have no idea if those guys on the set were actually really mobsters or actors. I have no idea.
Wait, that's actually very funny.
I'm sure some of them are real. You know, DeMeo's friends from back in the hood.
Yeah,
and some of them are legit actors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Gravesend. I've watched this show and it's pretty good.
No, it is good. I watched the first episode. I'm going to catch up so I can watch Sid in it. But I saw these pictures and I'm like, man, these guys are huge. And they're a little scary. I mean, right? They're a little scary. Yeah. So I love Andrew Dice Clay. I actually loved him in A Star Is Born when he played Lady Gaga's dad.
He was amazing in that.
That's actually my favorite role of his, where he's not necessarily a mobster.
It's not like Ford Fairlane or those were silly.
No. But I really like him in that. He's very likable.
He's a very, very nice guy.
He's got range.
He does.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of range.
Totally. But no, the SAG Awards, I was excited because I think that this is sort of what we have to look forward to for the Oscars. So 4 people of color all won the acting awards, and that is SAG Award history. So that's amazing. It was Viola Davis, Chadwick Boseman, God rest his soul, Daniel Kaluuya, and then Ye Jung Yoon from Minari. They all won the acting awards, and I was so happy for them. I think they all deserve it. Even though I will say I am really rooting for Anthony Hopkins for Best Actor. I am, and from The Father for the Oscars.
Yes. He's too white. It's not going to happen.
He's too white, you think?
Yeah, he's too old. He's old white man. He's not going to win.
Didn't he win for Hannibal Lecter?
He'll be nominated.
I mean,
he may be nominated.
No, he is nominated.
Oh, he's nominated.
And he's my pick. If you watch The Father, he is. he's better than I hate to say it. I love Chadwick Boseman, but he is a little better.
Yeah.
In this role,
but you got to give it to Chadwick because he's dead. So.
Oh, Sydney.
Right, the guy died.
I mean,
you got to give it to dead
you don't
guy.
You don't have to. He didn't win the Golden Globe for
that's
it.
Another box.
You know? Jeez, so, Louise,
we
got to
check all these boxes.
God.
Did he win for Hannibal Lecter? Silence of the Lambs. I forgot. I know Jodie Foster.
I don't remember. I don't think he did.
He didn't win.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Right.
I have to go. I have to go look that up. But right. Yeah, no, I don't.
So
I don't.
You broke up about Prince Philip.
Yes, no, no,
you know,
no, I don't care about the Royals, but I'm very sorry for their loss.
Again, another old
I'm
white guy because he died.
Right.
No, yeah. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for their loss.
We don't care about the Royals either.
No
but
care.
He lived. Can you imagine living 100 years?
Oh,
I mean,
on.
I don't want to live to like poop my pants. Like, I just want to say that.
I'm
like,
with
just,
you.
I don't know. Just kill me before then.
Right. But, nice yeah. Absolutely.
Do you poop your pants at 99?
I do it at 53.
Okay. That's cool.
But it does provide you with a valid excuse to go out with John Tobacco and Frank Morano and get drunk this afternoon, which you guys do anyway.
Who, me?
So, yes.
Wait, pooping my
Frank's
pants?
On, no,
I'm
you
confused.
Get well, you can get drunk, then poop your pants. So, yeah. Hey, Lauren, you're great as always. Yes. Thank you so much. Everybody, that's the great Lauren Conlon. You can follow her at Lauren_interview on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, check out her really good podcast. Topher Grace was on this week. Red Carpet Rendezvous with the lovely Lauren Conlon. We'll play Beat Bernie coming up next.
This Saturday at 5 p.m., it's Threads with the voice of fashion for over 30 years, Joseph Abood.
What are the new trends? Not what are the new fads. What are the new trends? Because men buy clothes differently than women.
And it's more than just talking about fashion.
Great information, how to wear your clothes, how to buy your clothes.
Joe talks to the legends of 7th Avenue to get you behind the scenes and seams. Threads with legendary designer Joseph Abood.
Style is forever.
Every Saturday at 5 p.m. right before Cousin Brucey on 77 WABC. WABC traffic and transit.
Car fire finally cleaned up on the Whitestone Expressway southbound over by City Field. All lanes are back open and starting to move, approaching Northern Boulevard. Heavy ride getting across the East River at the Throgs Neck Bridge. We've got some road work out there on the span as you make your way into Queens. Stop and go from the Bronx. You've got a lot of extra volume on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Very slow from White Plains Road through to underneath the apartments. Sawmill, a stop and go ride on the southbound side approaching the Taconic. Long-term construction out there causing those delays. Still in great shape heading inbound across the Hudson River at the George, Lincoln, and Holland. Harlem bound, three trains are running with minor delays because of police department activity at Utica Avenue. This report is sponsored by ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Up at 2 a.m. again? Well, tonight, try ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Unlike other sleep aids, their extended release melatonin helps you sleep longer and longer. ZQL Pure Z's All Night. Fall asleep, stay asleep. I'm Brandi Scott from the Traffic Center on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You thinking about selling your house? You owe it to yourself to call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a no-obligation consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company always put the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine needs a dedicated team of professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed, stress-free, and for top dollar. They have an unprecedented 100% success rate. That's right, no failed listings at Calamine & Company. They've also earned perfect ratings and reviews across the board. Please go online and read Calamine & Company's incredible testimonials for yourself. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Coming up next at 10.
Robin and Brian Kilmeade coming up at 10, right after Bernie and Sid on 77 WABC. We'll talk about the fallout. The fallout from Governor Cuomo's scandals. It means taxes go up. He gives in to the far left. And guess who's going out? A lot of big business. And Lee Zeldin. He's going to run for governor. Does he really have a shot? We'll discuss that. The border is breaking down, getting worse by the day. We'll talk about the fallout along with the Georgia election law and why 47 other states are looking to do the same thing. All coming up at 10 right here on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Folks, as you know, 9/11 did not end on 9/11. 20 years later, thousands of people are still getting sick and dying from the World Trade Center toxic dust that we were told was safe. I recently met with a lawyer for the 9/11 community. His name is Michael Barish, Barish and McGarry. He is a great guy. He knows his stuff. See, I always thought the $10 billion victim fund was just for first responders. Tell you something. I was wrong, really wrong. I had no idea that non-responders were also entitled to lifetime free health care and compensation. See, I moved out to Battery Park around 2002. So I did miss the deadline. But back in 2001, over 300,000 downtown office workers, residents, and students were exposed. Yet, only 7% have registered with the health program. So if like me, you were confused, I urge you to see if you qualify too. Protect yourself even if you are currently healthy. And if you've lost a loved one to any one of the 68 cancers linked to those deadly toxins, you are likely entitled to compensation. But there is a deadline, and it is fast approaching. I mean, it's almost here. So I urge you, again, I compel you, contact Barish and McGarry today to see if you qualify. They've helped more than 20,000 clients recover over $2 billion. Check them out today at 911victimfund.com. That's 911victimfund.com.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Let's play the game. Bernard is out of the studio. Let's meet today's contestant. He's from, you say, East Hanover?
Correct, New Jersey.
Yes. He's a retired NYPD officer. Mike from New Jersey. Michael, good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning. That's New Jersey State Police, Sid.
New Jersey State Police. It says NYPD. Doesn't make any sense. You're making more sense. Well, thank you for your service, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love the state of New Jersey. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. All right, you listen to Bernie.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful state.
Listen,
yeah.
Listen to you every day.
Every day. Well, thank you for doing that, Michael. Thank you.
Greatest show around.
Thank you, buddy. Are you ready to play today's game?
I'm ready. I hope I don't embarrass myself.
Nah, come on. You're going to be great. Here we go. Here's question number one. Mike from New Jersey. A photo of the flag raising on what Japanese island was used as a model for the Marine Corps War Memorial at Arlington? What island?
Iwo Jima.
Yes. Nice start. Very good start, Mike. Next up. In September of 1993, Yitzhak Rabin unenthusiastically shook which Palestinian leader's hand to seal a peace deal on the White House lawn?
God, I can't think of his name.
All right, one more second.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. His name was Yasser Arafat.
That's him.
Number three, on an alphabetical list of the Declaration of Independence signers, who comes between Lyman Hall and Benjamin Harrison? This name you always use, I'll give you a hint, when you sign anything.
Hamilton.
Oh, no.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you be Jesus.
John Hancock. They always say, give me a John Hancock. You know that. All right, number four. What board game sold by Parker Brothers in 1935 was created to explain the single tax theory first? It's a money game. You know this game. Come on, you buy stuff.
Monopoly.
Yes. Finally, chance to go 3 out of 5. Many of West Point's original fortifications were designed in 1778 by what Polish general who had a bridge named after him that connects Greenpoint in Brooklyn to Maspeth in Queens in 2017? What bridge is that? You know this. Come on. Long Polish name.
I don't know, Bernie. Sydney, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Wrong, you two-legged back of
it is the Kosciuszko Bridge. All right, you got two right, Mike. Not bad. It's a difficult game today. We're going to put Mike, a hero, Jersey policeman, on hold, and we'll bring back Bernard, see how Bernie fares, and Mike will have a chance to talk to Bernie once Bernie is done. 2 out of 5.
Not bad. I got to say, the Hamilton guess, I didn't realize how tricky that question is going to be.
It is tricky. No?
Yeah, it is. It's tricky.
All right. Bernie, you ready to go?
Was that Run DMC?
Yes, tricky.
It's tricky.
Three right and you win, okay? Three right.
All right.
Here we go. A photo of the flag raising on what Japanese island was used as a model for the Marine Corps War Memorial at Arlington?
Staten Island. Iwo Jima.
Right. Bernie, in September of 1993, Yitzhak Rabin unenthusiastically shook which Palestinian leader's hand to seal a peace deal on the White House lawn?
Yes, sir, Arafat.
That's right, with Bill Clinton. On an alphabetical list of Declaration of Independence signers, Bernie, who comes between Lyman Hall and Benjamin Harrison? I'll give you the same
thing. Yeah, I know, I got it. Yeah. It's Hancock.
Yes.
John Jay Hancock.
You've already won today's game, Bernie, but let's see if you can go perfect again.
Don't beat me on that, all right?
What board game sold by Parker Brothers in 1935 was created to explain the single tax theory first?
I'd have to say Monopoly.
Yes. Yes. How much is a hotel on Park Place?
I don't know.
Boardwalk, 2000, I believe. Finally, many of West Point's original fortifications were designed in 1778 by what Polish general who had a bridge named after him that connects Greenpoint in Brooklyn to Maspeth in Queens in 2017?
General Patton. No, it was, some people pronounce it Kosciuszko, some people pronounce it Kosciuszko.
There it is, a 5-for-5, another perfect performance by my partner, the brilliant Bernie McGurkey. Beats Mike by a final score of 5-2 today. Mike is a retired New Jersey police officer. Bernie, say hello to Mike.
Hello, Mikey, on the Bernie and Sid Show. Hey. Thanks for playing.
Hi, Bernie. How are you? As usual, you're right on.
Hey, I just got lucky, I guess, again. Look, my brother-in-law, ironically, he's Polish, and he's an iron worker. He worked on the new Kosciuszko Bridge, which they just refurbished a couple of years ago. I don't know. There's some irony in that, no? Or something?
Yes. I've been over it a couple of times, but I couldn't think of it today.
Oh, yeah, right. You see, when you're on the radio, you're on the spot. I even get that way sometimes sitting here. I sit here all morning long. But I'm sure it's tough for a guy, Mike, when you phone in. So you retired NYPD. Where in the New York City did you work?
No, it's New Jersey State Police.
Oh, I'm looking at this the call screening board. New Jersey State.
I did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You guys are tough. You guys were really tough. I was afraid of the New Jersey State Police whenever I... You guys are really like Marine Corps drill instructors, for God's sakes.
Yeah, quasi-military.
Right. But you sound like a very nice guy, Mike. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing.
Well, you guys are great, and I'll keep listening forever.
Thank you, Mike. There he is, Mike, Hero Appreciate Cop, that. New Jersey, playing Beat Bernie today. And we'll close it the way we always do, folks. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222, any topic you want, whatever you want to talk about. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid before we close out another amazing week is coming up next.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, by now you've heard me talking about MyPillow. Sydney and myself, we love MyPillow. We love the MyPillow. My family really does love it. I do as well. And now Mike Lindell, he's done it again. He's introducing a new product. It's called My Slippers. That's right, My Slippers. And I have a pair already. I love them. They're comfortable. They're so sturdy. They're built very, very, very strongly. You can wear them outdoors, indoors, all day long. They're great. They're comfortable. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop his new My Slippers. And as I said, they're comfortable. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're also made with quality leather suede. Mike Lindell's My Slippers. And for a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. And I'll tell you this, folks, and I'll remind you every time. These crazy woke nutcakes on the left, they're coming after Mike Lindell with a vengeance. So he could use your help, your support right now. And his products, they're all top-notch quality products. So it's not just a sympathy play. You'll be getting a good deal in the process. The My Slippers are so comfortable. You want to get some for the whole family. Again, 40% off. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WABC. You'll also get deep discounts on all other MyPillow products, the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, all terrific products. And again, 40% off with the promo code WABC at MyPillow.com. Or you can call MyPillow at this number, 800-887-2185. That's 800-887-2185.
If you have pest problems in and around your home, lawn, or garden, Bonide has a solution. Find Bonide products at your local hardware store or garden center. To learn more or to find a retailer near you, visit Bonide.com.
This Saturday at 4 p.m., the New Jersey Globe Power Hour. Hosted by the Globe's editor-in-chief, David Wildstein. This Saturday at 4 p.m. on 77 WABC.
So many gave their lives while saving others on 9/11. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving them their independence. Donate $11 a month to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Kilmeade. This is your Tunnel to Towers Foundation New York Minute. I want you to donate $11 a month to this great organization, T2T.org, and feel great about yourself. Meanwhile, when it comes to accusers, we get more color on what Governor Cuomo is actually up against. In fact, one of his accusers, Charlotte Bennett, blamed his staff for enabling this heinous behavior. Also, coronavirus variants are now accounting for more than 80% of the COVID-19 positive cases in the Big Apple, that according to city officials. And it will now take at least 4 COVID-19 positive diagnoses for a school to close down, that according to Mayor de Blasio. It used to take 2. Comac schools are willing to risk allowing students to go on trips. You believe that? Long Island, of course, we're doing a story that allows 494 fifth graders, 542 eighth graders, and 578 high school seniors to get a chance to travel between May and June to wherever they want to go. And the Mets rally for a 3-2 win in their controversial fashion in their home opener. I'm Brian Kilmeade. That's your More to Know New York Minute brought to you by the Tunnel for Towers. Listen to our show every day from 10 until noon on 77 WABC.
My man, Brian Kilmeade. My Mets, they cheated. He loves the Mets too, Brian. Folks, better hearing begins with the Phonak Lyric hearing aid. Be confident with the world's only 100% invisible hearing aid. The Lyric provides 24/7 hearing for months at a time. No daily hassles, no changing batteries, no taking the hearing aid in and out. You can sleep, exercise. I work out like an animal 6 days a week. Shower. Last week I jumped in the ocean in Miami. In other words, I live my life without worrying about my hearing aids, and you can too. Since Lyric hearing aids are placed deep in the ear canal, they will not get in the way of a face mask or your favorite headphones. I've been wearing the Lyric hearing aids now. You know, it's 7 months already. 7 months. I got to tell you, it totally changed my life. I love these things. I wish I had the Lyric years ago. So, stop missing out on conversations at work and at home. Try Lyric risk-free for 30 days or more. Learn more by visiting hearlyric.com. That's H-E-A-R-L-Y-R-I-C.com. There's over 60 certified Lyric providers in the tri-state area. Hundreds more in virtually every state nationwide. I go to the great Dr. Shelley Borgia here, but tons of options. Professional fees may apply. That's hearlyric.com. Stop waiting. Do what I did, Sid. Change your life. Phonak Lyric Hearing Aid. Get yours today.
Now, stay entertained and informed with Bernie and Sid in the Morning on 77 WABC.
You know, first of all, I love this song. Play a little of this. This is the other stylistic.
Come on, sing along, bro. Let me hear you say, come on.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I can't sing like this guy.
Can you? No, but I don't care.
You don't care?
Let's go. Me and you together.
To tell you how I feel, my love.
Come on,
you're good.
In.
No, you're doing great.
I'm not good at all.
You're actually good.
Wait, you're actually embarrassed to do it.
Because I only do Sinatra, not the stylistics.
I'm shocked, actually.
I know.
That you're shy.
I actually turned red in the face.
You're blushing right now.
I am. Precious thing. Hey, do your promo, then I gotta do something.
All right, let me do this. On a drive home today at 5 o'clock, John Catsimatidis at 5 o'clock. Catsimatidis has the information you need from the newsmakers themselves.
All right, then.
He covers it all and has his pulse on the big stories. Get the truth today at 5 o'clock with Cats at Night on 77 WABC.
All right, Bernie, here's the WABC. Oh, I like this part. Only you. Oh, I love this.
Care when I need
I just found a booger on the microphone, like an old one from Curtis, like 3 months ago. Here's the best part. You ready for this? I'll jump in with you now.
This song is for
Johnny,
you.
Johnny, jump in,
and
Sarah.
With gratitude and love.
WABC radio question of the day goes like this. Do you think undocumented immigrants affected by the pandemic in New York should get $15,000 in state aid? Really? This is the question? Yes? No? Have state legislators lost their minds? Actually, there should be a choice out of A and C. Anyway. As Donald Trump once said, I'm getting tired of winning, Bern. I'm getting tired of winning. And you can say, why is that? I get to work next to you every day on one of the most important, maybe the most important morning show in the country. I just spent 4 days in Miami shooting a very popular television series, of which I will shoot again in Brooklyn coming up next month. And moments ago, from my author, Christine Lenzo, love her, I received the treatment, which she will be sending to 5 major publishing houses today.
Wait,
for my upcoming book.
From your author, meaning
yes.
Your publisher.
No, my author.
She's your author? What does that mean? She's just ghostwriter?
Well, it's not a ghostwriter. Like when I wrote my first book, the biography, You're Wrong and You're Ugly, Paul Schwartz was the author, the guy who covers the Giants.
Okay, all right.
But I would speak to him every day. This book is about me and my dad, and much like Tim Russert's book about him and his father, and Christine is writing the book. We've already had a couple of phone conversations.
I got it. Okay.
So the treatment just arrived, which publishing houses will see today. And this is the first step, as Bill O'Reilly will tell you, into getting your book published. And before you know it, you can watch me on Netflix in October and see my book at Barnes & Noble maybe in December.
How do you like that? So it's sort of like O'Reilly and Martin Dugard.
Same thing. Same exact. Dugard does all the Killing series.
He does, yeah. He does
right.
I guess they work and they collaborate.
Right. So the book would say, written by Christine Lenzo and Sid Rosenberg. My first book, written by Paul Schwartz and Sid Rosenberg. So that's
wow, look at you.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I just got it. Forget Coward Stern. You are the king of all media, bro.
I don't know. Things are going okay right now. We'll see what happens. Here is Franny, Bernie, Connecticut, line 5. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. You?
Hey, friend.
I'm doing great. I'm a teacher, and, well, we're off this week because of spring break, and I just wanted to call in and say that I've been listening to Bernie for close to 30 years, and I really believe in everything that you guys are saying. And there's plenty of us who feel that same way.
Well, it's good to hear. We, some affirmation from one of our listeners, loyal listeners. Franny, you're great. We appreciate that. Thank you. We try to speak the truth as mandated by John Katzimatidis to us. And apparently Franny likes it as well. And
thank you, Franny.
And that's what we do.
That's it.
We give you the unvarnished truth here on the Bernie and Sid Show.
This guy wants to talk to you, Bernie. He's in Port Chester. Love that place. Mike on line 1. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm a retired teacher, 45 years teaching, and I wanted to recommend a book to you.
Well, go right ahead, Mike. Feel free.
Okay. It's called, I read it back in the 80s, it's called The Closing of the American Mind by Alan Bloom.
Ah. Apparently a lot of these Democrats read it.
Well, I don't think they can read, so therefore they wouldn't be able to.
At least
Catholic school background and everything, and Jesuit trained mind. I'm amazed at the pinheads that are over there. But
that's what it's all about, though. Is the early prediction. This guy was like Nostradamus. It's coming to fruition these days. The closing of the American mind, man, God Almighty, it is really scary these days. I'll check that out. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. So what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? Jimmy Hayes? Little steakhouse?
Maybe little Jimmy Hayes. I watched the last episode of Gravesend. Continue watching the
fourth and final one, right?
The fourth and final of the first season. I will watch The Crown. and, you know, hang out with my wife, Carol, and enjoy the beach.
Huh? Sounds good. That's what nice I'm gonna do. Weekend for weather.
Well, it's not going to rain till Saturday night.
Sunday's going to be bad.
Right. Sunday will be an indoors day.
All right. But we are done here.
How about you?
I'm going to do nothing.
Good.
I'm going to work here on Sunday, do Sid Sports Sunday. That's noon to 2 every Sunday. It'll be a great sports show coming up. And tomorrow I'm going to relax, and tonight is Ava's birthday party. So,
and say a prayer for Prince Philip.
Yes. Don't forget to do that.
By the way, you mentioned earlier, will we invite
Meghan Markle?
Meghan, yeah. The funeral is limited to 30, so they might not.
Wow. Keep an eye on that, folks. We're done. See you next week. Peace.
Talk radio for New York and all of America. 1071 WLIR FM, Hampton Bays, and
WABC.